Christina Crianti, you too are the nurse of the week. Christina Crianti started a blog, and it's called Breaking Free and Building a Life Worth Living. Christina Crianti started her blog specifically about a specific issue, about a specific mental disorder, which, by the way, is one of those funky mental disorders that doesn't get any attention until it gets super, super, super bad, right? Anorexia nervosa is one of them mental disorders that you can grow into, that if you see all of this stuff and the world is screaming at you 24/7, you need to be skinny, you need to be skinny, you need to be skinny, you'll do anything to become skinny because everyone expects it from you, especially in 2018 with Instagram, Facebook, and social media, where you need to be, you know, perfect all day, every day. It is, I love that she's doing this. She's not doing this for the spotlight. She's not doing this for the recognition. She's doing this for those people out there going through the same issue, for those people out there that have family members that are going through the same issue. So the link is going to be in the description box below. Christina, fucking just amazing lady, amazing girl. Thank you. If you guys didn't know, I went to the nursing school with Christina, and you can see by the thumb the picture over here. But please check out her blog. She's amazing. I just want to read you one passage from the original post. I read this and I was like, oh geez, it, like, just listen. Speaking on anorexia nervosa, it goes, the reality is quite the opposite. It is a lifetime of hospitalization, cardiac complications, requiring ICU level of care, elevated troponin, prolonged QT waves, syncope, and palpitations. It is kidney impairment, urinary catheters, and frequent episodes of orthostatic hypotension. It is feeding tubes, bed rest, and muscle wasting. It is countless birthdays and holidays spent in treatment facilities away from family and friends. It is intense loneliness, overwhelming feelings of hopelessness, and ultimate loss of self. And it is slowly killing you, while simultaneously breaking the hearts of your loved ones. That last line, oh my God. Oh, Christina, just thank you for putting this together, because she's raising money for the National Eating Disorder Association. Just Christina, thank you. Really, thank you. As nurses, what we do for our job all day, every day, is care for the patients we have, is go to work, and we put all our heart and soul into that. For you to come home and give even more, to spend your free time giving back to the community, reaching out to those. And like I say, eating disorders is one of those mental disorders that no one notices, that no one finds to be an issue until it's an issue. Everyone and their goddamn mother is on a fad diet, is going on this keto, is going on a Whole30, is going on the vegan diet, is going on whatever. So if you meet someone who says, yeah, I'm just fasting for a couple of days, I'm not eating this, you don't think twice about it. No one thinks about these things. So, Christina, thank you. Just thank you so much. I love that you're doing this. You're awesome. Nurse of the Week. The segment Nurse of the Week were made for nurses just like you. I mean, the young girl that's going to read this blog post and that's going to actually reach out for help instead of going to the gym 100 times a day, instead of skipping every single meal. The young boy that's reading this that thinks he needs to be Zac Efron or freaking Dwayne The Rock Johnson and actually reaches out for help. You are helping thousands and you don't even know it yet. Christina, thank you. Love the post. Ladies and gentlemen, go down, click below, click on the link, go read the entire blog post. It is fantastic. She's an amazing writer. And then last but not least, donate to the National Eating Disorder Association, because that's why she's writing the post. That's why she started this. She started this so she can raise money for this specific association, for this mental disorder.